We are at the end of the road. The Buccaneers have to win this game against a lowly Arizona Cardinals franchise that is just in shambles, no identity. We'll probably have a new GM. Is Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat? Is he coming back? The owner had a team meeting with the players, the team. Oh, my, it's bad in Arizona. And the Buccaneers had a more upbeat vibe at practice. I was there all week at One Buck Place. How are you? I'm Rock Roddy. Here we go. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you had a great holiday, and the whole holiday season. The new year's upon us, and it's time for a new team to show up. It's actually time for the Buccaneers to show up like they did in that first half and try to play like that for the entire game. This is Bucks Kickoff Podcast, only on JoeBucksFan.com. Joe BucksFan is the number one source. You can look it up from clicks, from how many, how long you're on their pages and reading. Buccaneers are, Joe Bucks Fan is number one for your source of information for Buccaneer news. Honored to be with you. We're at number, what are we at, number 15 now? Week number 15 in the NFL season. Let's get into it. I'll give you the matchups, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. I go under the rock, inside info from One Buck Place and a whole lot more. We'll start this one off. Buccaneers are favored by 7.5 on the road with this team. Who would have thunk it? But it's because you're going against the Arizona Cardinals. The over-under is 40 in this game. It is. To me, it is. It is a must-win game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, everything is right in front of them. Everything is still right there. You've been given an early Christmas present. You're in first place with a 6-8 record. The Arizona Cardinals are in shambles. Owner Michael Bidwell spoke in a team meeting to the players. It looks like that the GM, I know he's on a medical leave, Steve Keim, right now. He's going to be gone. Most likely Cliff Kingsbury will keep his job for another year. Is he going to have to give the play calling duties to someone else, concentrate on being the head coach? Whatever. You got a third string quarterback. First are Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley is no Purdy. Remember Purdy? What he did, it was Purdy for them, and it was ugly for the Bucks with the San Francisco 49ers. I'll get into that, but the McSorley is not. I mean, come on. The Buccaneers in first place, holding off the Panthers and the Falcons and the Saints in the NFC South. But everything is right there still. That's why that carrot dangling, that's why it was in more upbeat week of practice. Yeah, it was a little bit colder down here. Felt a little bit more festivist, like the holiday season. Mike Evans, we walked in that locker room, all the scooters, the Segways that were lined up in front of the lockers. Everybody was just in a better mood. They know that they still have a chance, man, to even get a home playoff game. They got three bad teams coming up, including this one. So maybe that was it. But it didn't feel like a 6-8 team, just the vibe at One Buck Place. Now, Bruce Arians was there on Wednesday, didn't see him on Thursday. He did an interview this week, and this is Bruce Arians. Who cares what our record is? Todd Bowles will win the division, and he'll get a chance to go and try to win a Super Bowl. Now, of course, BA is going to say that. Bowles is his guy. Leftwich is his guy. But Bruce Arians has had a lot of success. Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I know he had the GOAT, but you know what? This team has the GOAT. And, you know, you got to have that attitude. F the past. Screw the past. Even that's what Tom Brady was saying this week. Doesn't matter what we did in the past. Past is the past. This is this game against a bad Arizona Cardinals game. What team's going to show up? How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that played in that first half, which was phenomenal? I really think that was their best half of football all season long. I was watching from the press box. You're up high. You get a great view. And it's just like, wow, this is the team that we thought they could be going into this season. And then the second half, here we go, the 2022 Buccaneers. Four turnovers, and the Buccaneers ended up getting crushed. All right, who do we got? Who's in? Who's out? Here are the Buccaneer players that are definitely out for this game. Left tackle, Donovan Smith. So Josh Wells, he's a swing tackle. Josh Wells is going to play in place of Donovan Smith. Let's call it like it is. Donovan Smith, whether it's the injuries, the personal problems that he's dealing with, whatever it is, he's been bad. And I don't think Josh Wells can play any worse than the 2022 version of Donovan Smith, or the last, you know, whatever amount of games that he's played. Anyway, Donovan Smith is out. Vita Vea is out. Funny, seeing him walking around, man, walking around in the locker room, walking around the building, walking around fine, but walking around is different than playing in an NFL game. So Vita Vea is out. Cornerback Jamel Dean, I figured that he wouldn't be able to play. Outside linebacker Carl Nassib, he's been doing a good job. He is definitely out. And Jannard Avery, they put on IR. The positive news for you Buccaneer fans on this Christmas is that Tristan Wirfs is back at right tackle. And that, to me, is humongous. Great attitude. He was working with the ones right away when we got there on Wednesday, and going through the blocking skills, and look fine to me. And he is ready to go. One of my favorite players on this team, the lone all-pro. He said his mother was so happy. We can get into all that. But for the game plan, man, Tristan Wirfs is back. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, stop turning the football over. Stop shooting yourselves in the foot or in the ass. The last three games, the Buccaneers have turned it over 9 times. They're 28th in the NFL. They're tied for 28th in the NFL for turnover ratio at -5. That, my friends, is not going to get it done. And you're not even going to beat bad teams if you keep turning it over. They were really good, man, in that first half. Play like that. All right, before we go any further, let me tell you about my favorite place to get a burger and a shake and a fry and a, oh my God, Burger Monger. Burger Monger with their Barstool Shakes. 3 locations in Tampa Bay. Safety Harbor, St. Pete, and in Carrollwood, all right? It is over a third of a pound of hand-pressed burger patties. And, oh, it's made from a blend of ground chuck and sirloin beef. The burgers, what I like about Burger Monger, they are hand-pressed on the grill to a perfect char. It is maximum flavor every time I go to Burger Monger. You can create your own burger from a variety of cheeses, fresh toppings, and sauces. Or, you know, they even have these delicious house-crafted recipe burgers. Just say, give me one of them, because they go in the lab and they make it just so good, 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 good. Now, you got to go with their sides. You can either go the sweet potato waffle fries, the house-made and hand-battered onion rings, or the natural cut fries. And one of their best kept secrets, all right, their amazing chicken sandwiches, larger marinated chicken breast, grilled or fresh breaded, and deep fried to order. You also got to go. If you're going to go to Burger Monger for the burger, you got to go with the Burger Monger shake. Natural hand-scooped ice cream, hand-spun, thick and creamy, topped with whipped cream and a variety of toppings. it's just so good. Oh, and for the limited time, right now, still, the LFG burger. If you're on a budget, and we're all on a budget, this is really the way to go. Burger Monger is offering their LFG burger. It's a burger stack with 2 patties, 12 ounces of beef, chopped lettuce, provolone, applewood smoked bacon, fresh avocado slices, and you got a drizzle of peppercorn ranch dressing. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It's a winner. Burger Monger, only $12, your LFG stinking burger. All right, let me give you a couple of, let's just go facts here. This is not opinion. This is facts. The last two Buccaneer opponents have scored 34-plus points against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a fact. The Buccaneers at 6-8. It's the most losses Tom Brady has ever had in any of his 23 seasons. All right? The Buccaneers are in first place. So that's it's a gift. Arizona, the Cardinals have lost 4 games in a row. They have lost 6 of their last 7. Last week in that second half, when it went so bad, the Buccaneers gave up 34 unanswered points to the Bengals. and they've lost two in a row, and it's the turnovers. This is a primetime game. The world will be watching. The Buccaneers this year, how the Buccaneers this year on primetime? 2-2. They beat the Cowboys in week one on Sunday night. Doesn't that seem like a long time ago? They lost to the Chiefs on Sunday night. So they're 1-1 on Sunday night. They lost to the Ravens on Thursday night football, and they did beat the Saints on Monday night football. So this is the first ever NFL Christmas triple header of games and the grand finale at night. The Buccaneers in the Valley against the Arizona Cardinals. It's going to be an NBC game, obviously. You got Tirico on the call, Collinsworth, and Melissa Stark will be on the sidelines. All right, let me go into my rock. Let me give you a little insight. This is, you'd only get it right here, okay? Anybody can get everything from the interweb, but I'm over there, and I'm scoping things out. I'm talking to people. I'm watching. I'm observing. Wednesday, Bruce Arians. It was out there. Hadn't seen him for a little bit. Bruce Arians on his cart. He had his coffee, looked like his bagel, and he gave it the wave, and off he went, and he was out there. Now, he did talk with Todd Bowles for a long time while the team was stretching, and then they blow the whistle. They all come together in the middle of the field, you know, 1, 2, 3, box, boom, and the whistle blows, boom, like special teams. They go over there. Offensive linemen, they're over closer to where you can see the stadium. They're going through their drills. Quarterbacks are way down on the far field. Passing drills with coaches. This is before they actually have their 11-on-11 and go through their game plan. That we can't see. But not only after stretching, but just until we had to leave, really, with Todd Bowles talking a long time, standing alongside that golf cart with Bruce Arians. They're still tight. Leftwich, he was by himself. There was one of the coaches, assistant coach or staff member. He was just kind of hanging out. Jason Light did come out. I see him every practice that I'm there, and then he ended up. Then Todd went to another position group, and then he was talking with – he actually jumps in the golf cart for a little bit and sits and talks with Bruce Arians, and then he stands right next to him. Scotty Miller and Devin Tompkins both were handling punt returns. This was on Wednesday, okay? So they're still getting Scotty Miller a little bit in there, but Devin Tompkins – and on Thursday, it was all Devin Tompkins. So Devin Tompkins is your returner. They like him. But you got to give some reps to Scotty Miller just in case something happens to Devin Tompkins. And Brady, to me, I was watching again. I make it a point when Brady is throwing and he looks fine. He's not hurt. There's nothing wrong. Shoulder, hand, anything. Looks fine. Long balls on a rope. He's fine. Okay. And Tristan Wirfs was doing the blocking drills with the first team, and he looked pretty darn good. Now, Thursday, it was a little bit cooler down here. I know wherever you are around the country, around the world, you're probably freezing your ass off. But for us down here to be able to turn off the air conditioning, it's the Christmas season, man. And to actually have it a little nippy, maybe, you know, 58, 60 degrees, something like that for us. But maybe that was it. But I just noticed during warmups when the music was blasting, the players go into their positions, it just seemed a little bit more livelier than I had seen in previous weeks. And I was talking with a staff member inside the building, and he's like, I think the thing about it is you got that carrot dangling, like you're in first place. You are in first place. You got a chance. You win this division, NFC South, and you got a home playoff game with the GOAT. So, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe it was that. It was a season, but it just seemed like a livelier practice for what we were able to see. They brought in the crowd noise. I can't imagine it's going to be a very loud, full stadium in Arizona. The way things are going and the fans have turned on the GM and the team, I can't imagine it. But the Buccaneers were pumping in their crowd noise. Leftwich was throwing the football while he was standing around waiting for them to have their, you know, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. Maybe it's me. I don't remember Leftwich throwing the football this much while he was standing around in previous years. I just don't remember it. Maybe I wasn't observant for that. But, you know, he was a quarterback. He's young. So, you know, he's got to, you know, he's throwing it around, whatever. But I'm just giving you a little under the rock. So Oh, and then when we got in to the locker room on Thursday, it was really amazing to see these Segway scooters. And I'm talking about, this is the Mac Daddy of Segway scooters. One of the camera videographers looked it up and just wanted to see how much it would cost. I don't even think it was on the list. It had to be over $3,500, maybe $4,000 each Segway. Mike Evans bought one for every single team member, and it had a little gift card on it and said, from Mike Evans to everybody. And it was so funny watching some of these players. Rashad White, he couldn't figure out. He was trying to figure out, how do I get this thing going? They were jumping on the scooters and heading out. Now, they weren't done for the day. When we're there at, 1:30 to 2:15, something like that, it usually is. That's in the middle of their day. They get a little break. They come back. They're going to have different meetings all the way up until the evening, and they get there early. The first time opening for lifting is 6 a.m., and that's usually the guys that don't have the tenure. But, and then about 7 o'clock, and they're there till 7, 8 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock. But anyway, they're heading out. Sean Murphy Bunting says, I'm going to Starbucks. Starbucks. On a scooter, and he's like, you want something? I'm not getting something for you. I'm heading out. And then it started, well, you go to Panera. Panera's right around the corner. Nah, I don't like Panera. I'm going to Starbucks, blah, blah, blah. And these guys were heading out on these scooters that are motorized. They have no helmet, nothing. I'm like, all right, hold on, he gets hurt. You know what I mean? But it was so funny to see them just jump on in the locker room and scoot out through the door, and they were out and about. And so if you were anywhere near Raymond James Stadium on Thursday, you may have seen some of the players on these scooters. I don't know if they were on the sidewalk or I don't know. But it was interesting to see. The Buccaneers left on Friday to get out to the Valley. And there's going to be a lot of hotel time. A lot of time. They don't like them going and venturing out because, stay close, stay near the hotel. And they're going to be in the hotel. They were in the hotel they get in Friday night. They got in Friday night like 8, 9 o'clock. But Saturday's a long day in the hotel. And then Sunday, waiting around all day. You can't get too pumped up. It's a big game. You got to rest. You got to lay low. The first bus, I think, they were going to be arriving at the stadium at about 3 o'clock, Arizona time for the game. So just a lot of waiting around. But they played on Sunday night before, so they're going to be familiar. But that was my under the rock, and it just felt a little bit more upbeat. And I want to clear something up, too. For those of you maybe in the Tampa Bay area, or if you follow online, WDAE radio, I was on with Pat and Aaron on their morning show, Pat and Aaron show, this week. And I got on there, and Aaron was asking me a few things, and then they said, what do you think about the game? What do you think about these last three games? I'm like, I don't have any confidence, though. I don't have any confidence. And this was early in the week, but I don't have any confidence in the Buccaneers winning all three games. I don't have confidence. And then the rest of the, I stayed to the end of the show. I was like, we're taking calls. Rock doesn't believe they're going to win all three. Rock thinks they're going to lose all three. I want to clear, I didn't really say that. I really believe they are going to win this game, but I'm not confident that they can. I'm not confident, but I'm going to go with them winning this game. And I'll talk to you later next week and the week after when I'm there. I like to get the vibe, but the vibe was better, and I don't see if they, oh my God, if they lose this game. All right, let me get into some matchups. Why don't we do some matchups? To me, it always starts with the GOAT, with Brady. Okay? Got to get in that rhythm. Find Mike Evans early. Now, Evans was pissed off. Evans, it was because of the losing. He's also not getting that bonus. He's not getting the targets. It's all of it. And he came off the field when there was still time left on the clock through that tunnel and was pissed. I don't mind that. I want to see guys pissed off. But get Mike Evans going. Mike, you got to get open. You got to get open quick. for Brady and get Brady in some rhythm early, all right? With Tristan Wirfs back, no Donovan Smith, to me, anything is an improvement over Donovan Smith. And going up against this Cardinals defense, all right? Get past for Rashad White, run block. So for Tristan Wirfs being back and Josh Wells, you're in there, run block for Rashad White and when Lenny gets in there. Open some holes. Man up. Because, I mean, if you can get past that first level, the Cardinals are, they're just a bad defense. They're bad. They do have that safety, Baker. He's damn good. He's got 102 team-leading tackles. He's tough. But get Rashad White going, offense. White also out of the backfield with a couple of swing passes. Heck, maybe even do a reverse first series. Maybe third, something. But, you know, get it. Get in that rhythm early. Another matchup for me. Set up the step-up time is for Sean Murphy Bunting. Sean Murphy Bunting, you have not been playing good. Jamel Dean is out. You're going to be counted on in this game. Marquise Brown is the wide receiver that is a deep threat. And that's a matchup that I'm looking forward to seeing for Bunting to just step it up. Safety Mike Edwards, he's even healthier this week than he was last week. He's going to get more snaps. He's going to be out there more. Blitzing over the slot receiver. Normally that's his shot because it's an unproven third string quarterback, Trace McSorley. Now look, Trace McSorley has not had the success. P.J. Walker had a lot of success in that other league. He's got some skills. I told you about Brock Purdy when I went and did my research on Brock Purdy, watching and listening what he had to say, and also Shanahan. And I told you all the way back to Pop Warner and high school and college. Brock Purdy is a baller. Trace McSorley is not Brock Purdy. Now, it looks like Cliff Kingsbury is going to use the same system. You know, it's too late at this point to put in new packages and things like that. McSorley is not as fast, obviously, as Kyler Murray, but McSorley can escape pressure. He is, you know, he's not just your stand-in-the-pocket type of passer. But come on, man. You know, you want me to start giving you the stats and the limited time that he's been in there at all? And I know, I was with some Buccaneer fans out at a watering hole this week, and they're like, you know what the Buccaneers can't do against these rookie quarterbacks? No, I know, but I'm just telling you, this is Trace McSorley. The O-line, Nick Leverett versus J.J. Watt, or it could be Shaq Mason against J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt, they move him around. He is a beast, 12-year veteran, and still is balling. 111.5 sacks. J.J. Watt this year has 40 QB pressures, so it's going to be up to Shaq Mason. Shaq Mason, 1,001 snaps he's had. He's only given up one sack. And Nick Leverett has done a hell of a job. When you don't hear him, you don't hear his name. Remember Gedeke, we're talking about him, Luke, the entire time he was playing. You're not hearing about Leverett. That's because he's doing damn good. 546 snaps. He has not allowed a sack. And the other matchup that I'm looking for is for the Buccaneer linebackers, Devin White and Lavonte David, to stop James Conner. James Conner is strong. He's strong. He's known for that stiff arm that he can give you. He's used as a pass protector. He can block as well. He's good. So Devin White, Lavonte David, let's go. Didn't hear from Lavonte David this week. Devin White, I'll get into that here in a little bit. He, you know what? He is thick. like, I don't, he didn't play in the pop darts with, it's Gage. Scotty Miller is like the king of the pop darts. He even told me one day, he's like, man, I see you play at home. He goes, I do. I'll take all their money. You know, every time we go in the locker room, Scotty Miller is playing. It's called pop darts. It's like a cornhole game. It's in the middle of the locker room, and that's what they all play. And Devin White was there. Lenny was just sitting on a counter. And off the field, man, I like Lenny. I like Lenny. But all I'm talking about is this game and matchups. So let me just, let me give you, let's get a little bit more here. So the Buccaneers are favored by more than a touchdown. They are 7.5 point favorites in this. The over-under, I believe, is around 40.5. The Buccaneers still, if you go number-wise, they do have a top-10 defense. They're allowing, the Buccaneers defense is allowing right around 20 points a game. The Cardinals with Trace McSorley at quarterback, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and Marquise Brown are his two threats. And James Conner has scored a touchdown 6 games in a row now. As bad as they have been, he's been able to get into the end zone. But it just comes down to, look, the Buccaneers are a much better. No, I won't say much better. Not right now in 2020, almost three. They're a better football team than the Arizona Cardinals. But Brady and the Buccaneers gave away the football on 4 drives in a row last week. Even Leftwich said, in all the years of playing and coaching, and as long as he's been in football, he doesn't think he's ever seen that before. What about the Arizona Cardinals defense? They are tied with Tennessee for allowing the second most touchdown passes in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals defense allowing the 10th most passing yards per game in the NFL. Believe it or not, as bad as Brady with Brady standards, with GOAT standards, has been. Brady is 3rd in all of the NFL in passing yards behind Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Yeah, that's because they can't run it. That's because they're down in these games. Okay. All right. All right. Let's get a little deeper into the Arizona Cardinals. All righty. It's Trace McSorley's first start. No Colt McCoy, he's in concussion protocol, and no Kyler Murray, he's got the torn ACL. Last week, against the Broncos, the Arizona Cardinals lost to the Broncos. McSorley, when he came in, 7 of 15, 95 yards, 2 interceptions. On the season for Trace McSorley, 15 of 29, 166, 3 interceptions. He was a 6th-round pick out of Penn State. 3 games, Baltimore Ravens. I think he was 3 for 10, 90 yards, 1 touchdown. Arizona signed him off the Ravens practice squad. He was 3rd string, and here he is starting in this big, big, big game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What is Cliff Kingsbury? He was talking about him this week. Obviously, it's always going to be positive. He is calling, this is Cliff Kingsbury. He's calling him a gamer. Said he plays with a lot of confidence. Teammates respond to that. McSorley, going back, like I was like, what kind of dude is this guy? What's his mental state? He said he learned in high school, back when he was in high school, to focus on one thing at a time. He's not looking at the big picture facing Tom Brady, because he was asked obviously about that, like, oh my God, you're playing against Brady, the GOAT, greatest of all time, and what do you think of that? Think of that. He's like, I'm focusing on just this game, but I learned this back in high school. He said that his father taught him that it's okay to be nervous before this one tips off or kicks off. He said if you're not nervous, his father told him, if you're not nervous, it doesn't matter to you. It's a good thing to have nerves. And this is what McSorley was talking about, because he's a starting quarterback and he was meeting with the media. So let's do the wrap up on McSorley. 4 NFL games that he's been in, Not started, not played a whole game. 166 yards, zero touchdowns, three interceptions. But it's the first time in his short NFL career that this week he was getting first team reps, because Kingsbury, and I agree with this, saying it's very hard when you're not working with the first team. You're not getting all the reps in practice. Yeah, you're watching, and they say mental reps. There's nothing like doing it. And then all of a sudden, the quarterback goes down, boom, you're in, and you haven't had the reps with the first unit. Not a lot. And he hasn't had it all, ever. So this week, even for a couple of practices, he was getting the first team reps. One other note with J.J. Watt. He's a beast, but he was also pissed this week. You know why? Because he was randomly selected to give a piss test to the NFL to see if he was on the juice. And J.J. Watt came out and said, this blank happens after every game that I have three sacks. Why are they calling that? Don't call this random. So he was a little bit pissed off. But last week, five tackles, four for solo. He's going to be somebody that you got to deal with, and that ain't going to be easy. Again, all right, I'm going to get more into this Arizona Cardinals thing of what is really going on. The Buccaneers, I can't stress this enough. They cannot lose this game. And I know that there are some scenarios that they lose this and they win. And what makes you think they're going to win? They win the last two, they still could get in. Oh my God, you've got to win this game. McSorley did say when he was 9 years old, he watched Brady beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And McSorley also said this week, he's like, he's the GOAT. There's no two ways to put that. I got to focus on what I can control. And remember, I'm going up against the defense. I'm not going up against the GOAT. McSorley's parents and sister are coming to the game. They were actually coming to Arizona for the holidays anyway. So they're going to be able to watch him play, and he's all excited about that. Whoop-de-doo. All right. Let me give you a little insight on what's going on with the Arizona Cardinals this week. The owner, Michael Bidwell, had a team meeting and talked to the team. Now, from what I understand, Bidwell meets after these games each week. He meets with the coordinators and he meets with Kingsbury. And I was thinking about it, like, he's the owner. He writes the checks. So the owner, but I was just thinking about it. Like, I can't imagine in the field that I was in as a sportscaster, I can't imagine the owner of the station every week coming to me and my producer, Chris, and like every week, why are you putting on this interview? Why are you doing this? Like every week. Can you imagine that? But anyway, that's what Bidwell's done. But this is the first time in a long time that he's actually spoken to the team. And he said that I'm as effing disappointed as everyone in this room. He said that he's seeing players that are cutting corners. He's watching. He knows who you are. He's also seen the players that are still trying to win. He told the team, this is the owner, we got to finish the season strong. Most outside the building don't believe that we will even win another game. So I'm watching you. Remember that. The Arizona Cardinals, they got a little bit of a taste. The Arizona Cardinals have never won a Super Bowl, all right? The Buccaneers have won two. They got a little bit of a taste of success under what they're calling the BA era. They had a rough 2018. They bring in Kyler Murray. They got another little bit of taste of winning. But this offseason, there was a lack of urgency with the free agency. They really didn't do anything with free agency. They weren't willing to move on from their GM, Steve Keim. They brought him back. He's now taking a leave of absence. Most likely he's going to get blown out. The news, and the thing about it is, in Arizona, in the Valley, the Phoenix Suns in the NBA have new ownership, and they really are owning the Arizona, the Valley, in sports right now. And this raises the stakes on the Cardinals' Bidwell. Like, look what the Suns are doing. Look at what you guys aren't doing. Kingsbury most likely will probably come back. He's on the hot seat, though. And there's a chance he's going to be forced by Bidwell to bring in an offensive coordinator. Kingsbury, it's been going so bad that he's been saying that he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. Also, the Arizona Cardinals are hosting a Super Bowl this year. This is where the Super Bowl is going to be, and everybody in the NFL is going to be coming in, and Bidwell doesn't want to be that embarrassing owner that they just sucked it up so bad, hoping to get a little bit of juice out of them for these last couple of games, starting in this one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, real quickly, let's just go back just a little bit to what happened last week. Let's go with the Arizona Cardinals. If you didn't see the game, they were up against the Broncos. The Broncos beat the Cardinals 24-15. J.J. Watt pressured Rippon throughout the game. He was bringing it. And you know he's going to be bringing it against this offensive line to try to get to the GOAT. But Rippon led Denver to their first win since October. That's how badly the Broncos needed it. I heard a funny line from Lee, from one of the Joes. And I got to give you some humor on this holiday Bucks kickoff podcast. And somebody was talking about the Denver Broncos. And Lee in the press box said, "Have you heard what they're saying now in Denver? Instead of let's ride, let's hide." I got to give you credit, Lee. We all laughed. I certainly did. But anyway, the Denver Broncos got it done. They led Denver to their first win since October. The Cardinals defense sacked Rippon 7 times. 3 sacks by J.J. Watt. The Cardinals' Latavius Murray ran for 130 yards and 1 touchdown. The Cardinals also have the former USF running back, Marlon Mack. He had a touchdown. Arizona with 3 early field goals. James Conner with the late TD run. Cardinals Cliff Kingsbury said, it almost sounds like what Todd Bowles is saying, that we played hard. You know, I asked Bowles this week. He's always saying that we're playing hard, we're not playing smart. We're not playing smart. So I asked him, is there anything you can do as coaches to get these guys to play smarter? Is there anything you can do? And he was like, we coach them up. We coach them up every day. We coach them up. Well, we're always coaching them up. It's basically on the players. And I would think if you would talk to most players, they would say the same thing. Although I know there is a lot that believe it's strictly the coaching. How long is this Buccaneers kickoff, this Bucks kickoff podcast? We'll be here all night. What's wrong with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And to go back very briefly with the Buccaneers-Bengals game, 34-23, were you watching this one? Could you believe it? It was we were all in shock in the press box. We were walking around. What I love about the NFL, the halftimes are only 12 minutes, baby. Get your food, get your drink, go visit the bathroom. If you're out and about, BS a little bit, and here we go. It's time for the second half. But the word is, who is this team? Or this is who we thought they should be. Oh, my God, how about that? Oh, we thought the Bengals were good with Joe Burrow. I thought this was a good team. Holy mega, how about that? Well, boy, oh, boy. Tom Brady, when he came in, it was the unforced error. He said, you know, what was the reason? He was like, unforced errors. 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions. Brady told us you can't win a game like that. Brady was picked off 4 times in the last 2 weeks, the GOAT only had three picks in the first 12 games of the season. Bucks have lost 3 of 4. Burrow in the second half, TD passes, TD Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase, and local product Mitch Wilcox. The Buccaneers in the first half, they outgained the Bengals 261-83. The Buccaneers ran 40 plays to the Bengals 20. Brady, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was only sacked once, and he also lost a fumble, and he also fumbled when he was trying to hand off to Lenny. They shot themselves in the foot. It was either turnovers, penalties, poor field position. That's what Bowles said. Same old song, Bucks versus Bucks. They were just beating themselves. And so I'm like you. I'm flummoxed, flabbergasted, whatever you want to use to call this Buccaneers team. I can't imagine the Buccaneers losing this game. And then you still got a ways to go. But what we saw in the first half, that was not a fluke. Burrow, after the game, said, credit our defense. Our defense won the game. Burrow was struggling to move the football. They were off their game the whole first half until right at the end of the first half. They had that nice drive. They went down. And Burrow said, he told, what's her name on the sidelines, that was when it started. They came in at halftime like, all right. We got back in rhythm. We can move the ball. And then it was just boom. They were just on the same page, and they were playing good football. It was funny. After we walked out of the Buccaneers, or after I walked out of the locker room, and I was there for that it's for another podcast, that whole deal with Giovanni Bernard, we'd be here a long time. But when it was all said and done, it was rough in there. It reminded me of a team that was like a 2-win team. It was just bad. And finally, I walked out of there, and I walked out of the Buccaneers locker room, and who's walking right towards me was Joe Burrow by himself, all by himself. No entourage, anything, walking to go to the bus. And I just looked at him and just didn't say anything. And he just walked right by me. And I thought, wow, are we going to see him in the Super Bowl again? That there's something about that Bengals team that I like. But I liked what I saw in the first half. And can we get a little bit more of that? So that would be my Christmas present. That would be the Christmas present I think we all would like to see. There's no more talking. And the other thing too is use a little bit more of the motion. There was more creativity. There wasn't that first play, that first run to the left side. Did you notice that? Now they had to get away from that because it was the turnovers, and it was kind of sometimes the way the game goes. But in the end, this is an Arizona Cardinals football team that has no identity. Do they run it? Do they pass it? Do they play good defense? Do they have Kyler Murray? Their GM is on the way out. Bidwell's having a team meeting. I know who's dogging it. I'm watching. Kingsbury might be forced to give over the play calling duties. Who knows? There was a report that he might even step down and resign. I don't see that. It's just it's an NFL team that is in shambles with a third string quarterback that is not good. And the Buccaneers are playing for first place again. They've been gifted this gift. And they had a good week of practice, and they were upbeat, and here we go. Happy holidays to all of you. I hope you can enjoy the game. Let's just enjoy it. Let's take it in. And go to Burgermonger, get yourself a burger, treat yourself, get yourself a shake, get yourself some fries, and enjoy this game. And I'll talk to you next week where there's two regular season games to go. All right? Thanks for supporting. Thanks for listening. And thanks for always, several times a day, keep checking in at joebucksfan.com because they scour better than anybody anywhere in the world for Buccaneer news and information. Honored to be with Joe Bucks Fan. I'll talk to you next week on Bucks Kickoff, Kick Ass Over Arizona podcast.